everybody to Sunday the 18th, Indigenous Voices of People radio show. Welcome to the show, 918-0762.
Good evening.
Yep. You're the only one so far?
Yeah. Should we wait for a couple of seconds or so, see if anybody else comes in?
How was your day?
Oh, okay. And yours?
All right.
You don't sound too all right.
Yeah.
Well, Snoop asked me to say prayers, so I'm going to. I've never done this before, but I'm going to say it. I can't speak it in my language. I want for all of our people right now that are going through hard times to be helped, brought through all these hard times. And I pray that all this madness and confusion and hate that's going on here, that people can turn around and come to see things right. There's too much suffering going on and not enough caring. And I go to bed every night praying at something that I can reach to people, and people can wake up and start coming back and caring with their hearts like they're supposed to. And we can get out of this heaviness that everybody's in and under. And things can get back right again. And it's sad to hear all this that's going on. And it just seems that things keep getting worse. And we all, I know, all of us are asking, what's it going to take to turn all this around? And I just believe that people just start getting back in touch with the feelings in their heart and not with all this lust for all this greed and drama and all the things that come with this lifestyle that we live in today. They can be strong enough to put all that down and just start being humans again. So that's what I'll say for now. So is anybody on? Anybody else on?
Hello, this is Jenny. Jenny is on.
Hey.
Calling from the Kani Nation here in Northwest Montana. Chinookla said he'll be a little late, so.
Mm-hmm.
I know today we're supposed to be talking about something that for us, you know, it kind of makes a lot of sense, you know, in our teaching. So that's what, you know, is supposed to be the main topic, because we already understand everything else, you know, what's happening, what's going on. We feel, oh, you know, we want, you know, everything to go back to normal. What the hell is normal, you know? How do you continue to live in a world that is full of oppression against you? I had my own aunt tell me, oh, no, Jenny, you can't bring back the old ways. I said, you don't even know what the old ways are? What you're talking about, if I can't bring back the old days? Well, you can do that yourself if you just prepare yourself for it. You know, get your lodge and get out there in the country, wherever you want to put your lodge at, and start living that way again. Mm-hmm. But the old ways, what we're talking about, it's when we were once healthy, when we were once, you know, free from a lot of the colonization. And with it happening still today, so I tell them, just change your mind about it. You know, quit being so greedy spirited about everything, you know?
Yep.
Quit thinking you need more than what you could God darn carry with you. Right? Quit thinking, you know, you got to keep up with the Joneses and, you know, the Beverly Hillbillies, you know? I mean, you know, it's happening in a way that we could feel it, that what was given to us, what they tried to destroy and forcibly take from us, is coming. It wants to be, you know, given back. And it's our own people at times. They all want to, you know, challenge each other. I know more than you and all, you know. And sometimes even the elders. I'm like, well, say something. You guys, you know, you guys all want to encourage yourself about our teachings and stuff to come back. And so we're trying our best, you know, to gather that and see the younger ones, you know, what's in them and why. But at the same time, you won't even get along for the sake of your own people to do that, to help us. You know? Instead, they want to go play, you know, Pekani, but go play Indian for the government. You know? Oh, you know, riding in fancy cars and stuff like that. Well, the original survivors, the grandchildren of the original, you know, the survivors were all survivors, if you understand direct who your grandparents and what year they lived through out of it. You know, they survived that. That's why we're still here. But at the same time, a lot of different tribes, they try to, you know, play this power game with each other. You know, who knows more and who, you know, come on. That's not helping us. And we have some that are out there going all over the world. She's sick. We understand that. But you're gathering self-profit and not sharing with the people. You're not giving nothing to the elders that you're all out there speaking about. The people they're speaking about today, those that are our grandmothers and grandfathers. But we have a tough time with our own people because, yeah, everybody wakes up with that the clock and, oh, I got to get, you know, to church or got to get here. Or got to, you know, I got to get my kids ready for school and I got to get to my job. But what we were speaking about yesterday, what even Lanny said, we're all saying it. But when are we actually going to do it, you know, together as a people? These younger generations are dying and killing each other and being to the adults, the elders, anyone and everyone. They steal from, they lie to them. But gee, we don't, because when we were younger, those are things that they're taught not to do. You don't abuse your elders, especially when they're your teachers. You don't lie to your elders. You don't steal from your elders. You listen to your elders. They're teaching you something that you don't even understand about this world yet. What type of world you're living in, actually living in. Not to get too distracted with it, they would tell us. But don't get too involved with this materialistic world, this world that don't belong here. Tell us when we see you. Those old ones, which they refer to the animals and the wing life, the feather people, the water people, to pray to them because they were created here before us. Huh? But they're still here watching over us. They're still going through the same thing that we're going through now. But how do you tell people? How do you tell a U.S. president that, you know? Or a Russian president, China president? I mean, if they really believe in what the hell they're preaching and opening that book reading, then you know, to me, they're all on different pages, you know? Just saying something that don't belong here at all, never did, never will. But how do you tell your people that? If I talk like that with my people, they turn their backs on me, you know? Because I'm talking against this religion that was forcibly put on our people, that Pope is still, you know, holding that status of it. Or if I talk against this, you know, this school system about how, you know, they're just destroying our kids' minds, their spirits, to teach them something that don't, you know, don't need to be taught. I thought those days were over with. Well, they have a United Nations Declaration printed up and put out there. But even that, people are saying, oh, they just make suggestions. They can't. Oh, what's happening to us then? They created anything and everything to destroy us. Right? For people up here is dying and dying and dying. Like, damn, just don't give us a break. But then, you know, my aunt, what is she, 88 now, almost 87, 88? She asked me the things that you're talking about. She said, oh, they're true. She said, now she said, who's going to get all of our lands when we're out there? Yeah. So what color is that house out there that sits in the east, that, you know? You got quiet. But we're at that time. They're not finished. They're greedy. It's a greedy spirit or something, you know? A really no good one, huh? So that's why today when we're going to say we're going to talk about that woman, because that's very true. So I said in our teachings up here, she's a serpent. The serpent woman. That's what our teachings are. You know, we're at that time again and what, and the government system is, you know, our true enemy, their own people's enemy now. All people's enemy. But anything that goes on like still in their original vocation, we feel that threat. Well, here they're going to do it again. They're trying to do it again, create sickness again. you know, make our people sick and die, you know. Then you have all these corrupt ones, you know, even non-members in there seeing what's all in there so they can grab it all up, take the land from our people. That's all they do, even our own people. They get in the office and they start changing wills. They get all greedy-minded, hearted, and they're selfish, dishonest. And then we're on the outside yelling at them, you know, no more locked doors. You're an enemy. You don't work for us. You work for the government. And they think we don't know, but the shameful part of it, they're still doing it even if you know. They're still doing it. I was like, gee, wonder who the heck these people pray to. That's no good. It's truly no good, you know. And we're talking about human rights. Yeah, we need to know what human rights really are. The younger generations need to know what human rights really are and how to use what's put in place to stand up for your human rights. See? But when is our people actually going to come together, sit down, okay, what are we going to do? What are we talking about truly? Why are we talking about this right now? How are we truly going to just, because they're never going to change. They're too greedy. Then we talk about, you know, yeah, they're destroying. They're destroying. That's all they are, about death and destruction. They pray to, you know, their religion, ways, or peace. But when? When the hell is this world going to, you know, really have peace? Well, when we're not here? Means nothing's here? Why the animals got to pay for it too? You know, they didn't do nothing. So, yeah, you know, I hope this is a really understandable, serious topic to you.
I just wonder when this white man himself is going to ask himself and come to an understanding. They hijacked a religion that wasn't even theirs and conformed it to their own way they called Christianity. It's not theirs. They hijacked a religion and turned it in what it is today. And it reminds me of that line, that song, everybody bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And that's the way I see it. They hijacked a religion that came from the Far East and turned it into what they call Christianity. And it's all wrong. It's nothing to it. It's that religion that stays over there in that region of land. That's their religion. But they hijacked it, conformed it, changed it, sugared it up here, took some out there. Then they try to teach this. I grew up all my life with no teachings from Christianity or any other religion. And I did not turn out to be like the people I see all around me. And I get so confused and angered and frustrated that these people tried to put that religion on me and tell me it was right. But I could sit there and watch and see that it wasn't. And I didn't grow up needing that religion to become a good person. And that's what I get confused about here. I don't care if it's our native people, if it's black people, Asian people, even the white people. When are you going to wake up and see it's not a real religion? They hijacked it and they tweaked it here and tweaked it there and conformed it into something that's not real. And they tell us that's the guidelines we got to live by. I didn't live by it all my life.
Yeah, I never, ever did. None of my children, I didn't force them into a church to get baptized. Like, for what? They're innocent. They didn't do none of this, huh?
Mm-hmm.
No? I'd rather take them to get their cunning name. Get painted. They earned their feathers. I never pushed them into the school system because of the history of it. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
They're abusive. They abused me in their school. Well, they abused my first oldest son in their school, and that's when I just had it with them. Yeah? The rest of my children, I put them in just maybe a few years or something, and as soon as they start feeling uncomfortable with everything, I took them up. I want to teach them.
That's what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't stand it either.
I want to teach them. Those are my children, you know. Why do I need a Caucasian man or woman to teach my children about something that don't belong to them? How are you going to confuse them? And their spirit's going to be just hungry and greedy like yours, huh?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not telling my children, don't be pitiful. No, we're not pitiful. We're not pitiful people. Don't be bothered by not, I tell them, don't be bothered by not graduating these proms and stuff, because anything and everything they do today is just about money. Hmm?
Yep.
Why you let them control your thoughts and your emotions, your happiness and sadness? Hmm?
Mm-hmm. No, okay.
They don't
that's
have
the
role.
World we're all living in. Hmm?
No, I think it's all falseness. It's all falseness, and they all know it, too. That's why they grieve, because this religion taught them. This man died for their sins, but they... I read part of this about this Jesus. I didn't get taught it. I read about it. Why aren't the people out here showing this man they get taught about the respect? Okay, if he died for your sins, he didn't get brutally killed the way he did. Why don't you show that man some respect and be the better character of a person? I never got that from these white people, why they don't get what their own, whatever this teaching is. I grew up here around these people all my life, and I could never get it. You all don't act like what's being taught from that book. Every one of them out here.
Well, I feel, if that's truly true what they're teaching, then why ain't it working? Why are they still
that's
the same
right.
way?
That's
he
right.
died for their own sins and what? You know, to quit destroying that's each other's and what? Stealing and being dishonest people.
That's what
they
I
didn't
said on one of
respect
the
woman's view of this world and what? Because she only fully yeah. have rights over there.
Well, that's what I said on one of the other radio shows. All you got to do is look out your door, go on your YouTube, go on your TV. Prove to me your Christianity is working, because I can look out here today and point right to you and say it's not. You can, in every different aspect of life in this country, you can point to the drug abuse, the homeless, the starving, the drama, all this pettiness out here. If that religion was so powerful like they said it was, there would be not one ounce to what's happening out here. The living proof of themselves is proof that Christianity is false.
Yeah, but how do you really how to get your people to understand it? Because some people will say, well, just leave it alone. Let them, do what they're doing as long as you know what you're doing. Hmm?
Or they say, it's in God's hands. It's in God's hands. Well,
yeah,
really?
And I say, when our old ones are coming and stuff, talking with us and what, they're telling us what's going on and what, so we're supposed to do something to help our people to stop these things from happening to them. But we, without them, those old ones, the ones that are already left, okay? And without them, my great-grandma, without her, I wouldn't know what I'm talking about. I wouldn't understand what I'm saying. Hmm? But because of her, wanting to show me, help me, to understand it or teaching. We got to know these things. If we don't know these things, then we don't know nothing about ourselves. But what they were talking about is these very sacred area that need to be protected. Our children need to be protected. The elders, the women need to be protected. The men need to, you know, do their part of protection now. Well, how do you do that? You know, you think, well, how do you do that if they don't even care, you know? Well, the majority of them don't even care. They're Christian cowboys. They're Blackfeet. Catholic, you know.
I've never heard that one before.
Yeah, there's a lot of them up here. That's what I call them.
I just like what you just said.
Because they drink and party and all that, you know, yeah, they might, you know, jump, you know, onto a bull or horse here and there, you know. But those type
Christian
of people,
cowboys.
Yeah, they don't participate in their ways. And I tell them, you know what, when they want to talk ugly, but tree huggers and all that stuff, you know, you know what I tell them? They're half-breed men that talk like that. Gee, what can you do? Can you go sit up on one of those ridges, those mountains, fast for your people, give up your food and water for them so you can get some answers to help them? Shit, you can't even put your beer down.
Mm. I'm just at a loss here,
people,
you know.
And without our people, without our teachings, without our stories, we would not be here anymore. We would not be here. We would know nothing about ourselves. That's why the pipe and the lodge was given, I tell them. But when we see it, it reminds us who we really are. Without it, we wouldn't
know.
Know.
I'm glad to hear that, Jenny, because, you know, I'm glad to hear that there's still those out there that do, because some of us out here, we never had nothing in our lives. We didn't have a grandpa teaching us those things, the language. We didn't even could trust that Christianity because it made me nervous when I got around it. I didn't have nothing in my life. So I'm just like a floating person out here, and everything I see that you could possibly think, okay, I'm going to go here, I'm going to grab onto this. You find out it's like the minute you grab it, it just dissolves in your hands. You know that's not good. You know, it's just a feeling of just lostness that you know you've made it through life. And you didn't do any harm to anybody. You didn't use, abuse, or hurt anybody to be where you are today. You know, and I look out here and I see all this going on. I don't understand it. It pisses me off. It saddens me that if some of us out here never had any type of guidance that can turn out to be a decent person, then why can't these people out here, whatever their beliefs are, why are you people not with it, with your own program? And then we get looked down upon, oh, you're not a Christian. Oh, you're not this. You're not that. Like we're something bad. I'd rather be out here right now in a situation I am to be out here and be a fake Christian or try to be an Indian when I know I'm not because I wasn't raised around it. But I look at who I am and maybe I feel that's why I am who I am, so I could see through all this. So I just get sad and I mean I get really, really angry. That the people out there, the youth, could turn to you, could turn to people older than you. They're there and listen to, but they don't want to. Why? I don't even have anybody out here I can turn to and say, teach me something. I know I can't get it from the Christianity. I can't get it from my own tribe. So the only thing I'm left, like I said, to do is just be the best person you can be out here. Don't hurt people. Don't use people. But then I like, okay, then why ever can anybody else be like that? Put the Christianity down and see. Just see what you can be. Can you be a decent person without that Christianity? Can you be a caring person without that Christianity?
Yeah, well, I have a cousin that, you know, she don't have a place right now. She's, like, sleeping in an RV. And we were talking about at that mission place, that homeless center they had that down, this is down in Great Falls where she's at, and she will not accept their help. Why? Because you have to go to their, you know, church service.
Yeah, I've been there before.
Yeah, and she refuses that. You know, why do we have to, you know, convert
yep.
to just to get fed and sleep, and then you kick them out and, at 6 o'clock in the morning anyway? Well, you know, that's
yep.
the main Jesus. Oh.
Yeah, I've been there too. I've lived in the car and try to go to these Christian places. Okay. Well, we want you to come to service. We want you to do this. No. I don't. That's like selling my soul to the devil to do that. I don't know.
Well, to us, it's like, why are you trying to force something on us that you're not supposed to be doing anymore?
Well, mm-hmm. you don't feel comfortable with either, and they don't listen to you. I've never felt comfortable around that Christianity. It always made me nervous. I knew something was wrong with it, because even when I was 4 or 5 years old, first getting introduced to it, I would literally get nervous and feel like I was going to throw up when I would hear. The one church we went to, that guy up there screaming and sweating and turning around, it literally made me want to run out the church and hide. It scared me.
I've never been
in a church since.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of it too, you know, what I seen, like what happened down there in Pine Ridge, that guy, that missionary guy, made all those pamphlets up and talking against our sacred pipe, everything our teachings, you know, it's pretty much the same, because it the two pipes. And for him to have done that and see those young girls asking, why do they still hate us? You know, that's how we feel. That's how the younger generation feel. And then some of them say, well, they're teaching us stuff that, you know, people will hate us for, you know, and that's true too, because I heard a young girl on the phone telling this elder from down there how her family don't like her talking about, like, the ceremonies and stuff. They said that's devil demon worshiping. And I like, oh, man, see, that's what this kid is. It's their own parents, huh? Because they converted, so they, you know, they tell their children that, huh? But no, and it's a sad situation for these younger ones that their spirit wants to be who we are. You know, now they already know what the system's all about, you know? Mm-hmm. But they want to be who we are. They want to learn who we are. We say our children are gifted. Many children are gifted, but you're not hearing them. You're not listening to them. And that's who we were supposed to be, trying to protect them from all this continuing. So it's not easy. It's really not easy. A lot of our people are jealous of one another. Even in our own office, when the councilman told me, Jenny, you know, the problem, big problem in this office is that they are all jealous of one another. And I told him, you know what, we don't have time for that. We don't have time for jealous people working for us. So they're all competing. You learn that in school. You learn how to compete. Now the younger generation, the women and what, yeah, look at, and you know, they were told, oh, well, you know, that's up to them, you know, and just pray for them. But at the same time, well, what about these kids, you know? Anything and everything they make, or people run and grab it and, you know, put it on, you know, like, geez, they're drawing on their eyebrows, they're putting on these eyelashes, you know, taping their lips with red lipstick, they're tattooing themselves all up.
But what we can do...
I mean, really, you know, how is that we're supposed to recognize our people like that?
That's one of the things that just...
Really
in
some situations, you know, with how do you... tell your people what they do is wrong, but you know, you're going to get a lot of backlash from them, huh?
It's like that out here. You try to teach the kids the right thing to do. DHS wants to jump on you, act like you're wrong because you want to teach that kid the right things. Oh, so what am I supposed to do, teach my kid to write carry foam, to wear these little skinny halter tops? I'm trying to do my job as a parent, and you're telling me I'm doing wrong when I'm the one trying to teach them some right things about themselves, respecting themselves. I never got
well,
so tired of hearing
that. Well,
they
consider that neglect and abuse.
Yeah. You try to
how
tell
how
your
kid. How are you neglecting your child and protecting them from them continuously trying to destroy, spiritually destroy them? Destroy
yep.
them so they don't have no memories of who they are.
Even when I was trying to teach my kids age-related responsibilities, I got told I was abusing my kid. Just simply teach it, talking to them, trying to teach them how to use a washing machine. Do this, do that, you know. I got said that I was abusing my child emotionally. That's how messed up this system is out here. When you are being a good parent, they will come in and just rip your mind up and say you're doing wrong and you're the this. What? Then they go stick them. They want to take them out of your house. Take your two to try to rip them from you and stick them with people who what? Abuse
yeah,
them, molest
I mean,
them.
Same what they did, you know, when they first did it, you know. You have the right to do that. And, gee, come on.
Mm-mm.
And truly,
no, I never
know,
got
for me,
so fired.
If we are our original people and we have our location, so an original location, then why can't we protect it, you know? Like, why don't we protect it? What's happening? You know, people that coming, they violate all of those treaties that they talked about. We have a bunch of non-members. They're living good on our reservation. The rest of the original grandchildren, they're all having it hard. And then we have a bunch of half-breeds.
Am I unmuted? Am I unmuted?
Yes.
Stealing from them. All right, let Shinpa talk. He's trying to
talk. I'm
listening to you guys, you know, carry on with what's going on with your kids and stuff. But I got my sister Vina on the line, and I told you guys I'm sorry I came on late. I was delivering wood to a lot of the elderly people here on Pine Ridge, and there's a lot of big snow drifts. Even my Takoja Joe Jr., he was, you know, shoveling snow. We were doing the same thing. So, Sister Vine, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, man, you can begin where you want. And if Auntie wants to, if she's available, ask her to open us up with a prayer, too.
Okay. Well, I'm thankful that you were able to speak on the radio with you. I know there's a lot of stuff kind of heavy to talk about. What Jenny and the other one is talking about. Hi, Jenny. Good afternoon. I mean, good evening. I think things that are really, really serious that we're feeling about what's going on with our own children and our relatives. I would like to start this with Mom's prayers, because that really uplifts me. Where it's a beginning of a conversation that is really important, and that we hopefully that we end or that we learn something or that we take something good from us. So I'll ask her to say that prayer.
Oh, what's the other? Wopila.
Looks like a good luck here. Okay, it comes to the doctor. Well, Dr. Q, how are you, Q, P, O, Goofy? I'm calling you, you know, Dr. Q, how are you? That's what I was there. We saw, do we still want to kick down the water? Do we still want to kick down the water? Do you feel us there? Even if I crack a dog, he sees in a, as I was this in a, as I take here, he got like a, he got money, different countries, they tell you to get money, it's a little, you see, they know you see that, was this, don't care that you, across the ground, across the ground, go for them, 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 you cast gas, he's very hina, that's a dog, you see that, he be, Walk from the city, I know you are here, he be that here. Take a look at that. I explain up to you, you don't get it. I don't get help now, and I'll see this home. But she do. And I stop by her, okay? Lay Bible killer, I stop by her, okay? You can come. I stop by her, nothing on there, okay? Yeah. Let me let you all there. I'm going to keep you in the you know. Was it Junkiana? Honkonkona, HHS, don't get half snacker. Bible don't get half snacker. Never see you get half below Yaki. Yeah, he below his Yadanaki. Yaki, you can use some of Dina. HHS, the Kota no get half snacker. Was he honey, was he jumps in the Kua? Was he jumps cross peps in the Kota? Take care. He was trying to form goofy let ya. He was taking on a hill, walks up in hogs, let's say, talk goofy let ya, my let ya, my costing let ya. Now let, Taco Gia was there, Taco Gia, Manina, Taco Gia, Sena, clean, and Lila was there, go bunker. The scars, he did a hill, get that, other, Taco was there, and Taco, she did a hill let ya. Taco. Yeah, we not going to come across like us for them. We have dark with us for them. Oh, no, I'm shocking them. I took a contract. Yeah, I bet you get out of bed. You are still here, go be. No, we touch her. They will stay here. No, we touch her. They see that you are on. No, we are see that we. No, we are cool on. They hear to sex to Bobby. No, we are to send the absence that they hear we are be. It was crazy, you know. A crazy day, sir. As I'm, we take us to go zero on a hunkers. Yeah, we take on the air. I have to hear William. And I'm kid hops now, and that's crazy. It's how we took on. Yeah, you can't let you. You would think of the Kodaki. You can't bet you get out to a Kodaka. La Kodaki, Lena. We tie a glass, and We told on in a walk, you know, well, I called on a walk like a, it's like called like a lena. Oh, we shackle, because I said, she's here. Now, two I need on your dick, and oh, no, oh, 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 He's cool on a crossing when I say, I hate to do. I hate to do. Now you take out of the home exam. It's hook. Yeah. I took sex to the water of Sierra Payan. He says, now I can't get any long shadow. I'm going to be. Don't come and come and go keep since I have a watch. Get it. You have my own name down. That's where it's well. I could wear. Elderly guys, I hate to watch the cake, it's a glam on it. Kitty's on a kid, Hakozak Bagu. What's your chunk? I hate to take care. That's a seat on Kumho. No, it's a lot of a shake on Goyam. Why, huh? We saw. I saw a constant gambit to get a excise as a mushika. Yes, yeah, but Kangarana, you know, we saw run in a war. We saw Ronnie, you know, Wallach hot on a walk like Elena. I bet you on Goofy. Now we saw Ronnie, oh, you Goofy, don't go young, sir. Now, Uncle Lila, who's on his head? I was his head, I know. There is only one God, one only Mother God, Blessed Virgin Mary, and one Jesus Christ. Why I hate you, God. So that you must have it. You call that dark way, Jesus, a human, as a wish I come to care. I hate you. That I really feel bad. And I shouldn't talk about the tree. It's telling me did I feel bad like that? I hate to say it. I don't know what go see Jack and say. Now we chose on England now, we talk with you. Oh, you exhaust this, the Kilananaku. We talk with you. Now, talk with Jesus. Down is you, Kilananaku, or Kaskakanihe, and on here, the Kilachanuk, the Sasuda, Nikha, Kaskaka. And now, Taku Kishita, Kihina, the Oshimsne, the Kirina, or Kaskakanihe, and that's your Kanoyaki. In the name of Jesus Christ, a prince.
The chalak is a mitaki pi kumi waki wo check you was the kahe. The near check you were honey chum, the nicks yapi. He on to hunt hearts and keep hoppy lectures is keep hoppy wo check a kaga hunter who wash the etchupi. Wopi la trunka kumi waki a waki in the ha. One on le taku, he won't like off the kile, one on you run yonkte. Oh, Sister Vina, if you want to come on in and share with your heart. Really enduring with what's going on today, you're welcome to come on in.
Okay, thank you again for allowing us to say our 2 cents. I don't even have that. I just not heard Jenny and somebody talking about the children. If you guys can fill me in, I don't know. I'll like to listen for a little bit.
Jenny or Rachel, come on.
What I was talking about, like how they're trying to do that ICWA stuff, you know, where they can legally take our children and put them into non-native foster homes again. And how do we, you know, protect them also from something that, you know, was used to destroy our people before us? Because a lot of that goes on up here, and it hurts me because I'm not supposed to, When these young people, they're, you know, coming in and asking me certain things about, you know, what does, you know, mean, you know, when do you know when they, we think for a year, you know, just a joke. You get the deal, you know, the source of life. And so I asked him, well, you know, well, what's the conversation about that you're having? Huh? So he starts telling him. And he was sharing, you know, his own feelings about things going on. And, you know, and I listened to him. He got quiet, and when I told him, well, that's when you know. I'm going to show you what's happening And he wants you to be that physical person to speak about the things that he's showing you, or the spirit is showing you. And so a lot of them don't understand things like that. I have that I have mentors and stuff, but some of them are not real about things. They grab people's knowledge and say it's wrong. I don't know. It's like, yeah, you know, and a lot of people up here, they want to bring back the traditional ways, and, you know, and like it never happens. You know, like, yeah, it's constant powwows and all that. Stick things, you know, and all those things going on at that college, and but it's not changing anything. It's not stopping this abuse. Corruption and everything. It's not like it's not happening. We have elders that don't want to, like they're scared to speak up about any of this. They're afraid because of them. You know, they went through a missionary school and they don't, they still have that thing with a lot of adults. They, oh, well, you know, our parents, you know, they didn't want us to be involved with that. You know, they're scared for us. Speak our language, which is true. Every reservation has the same story. Now, today, everybody is wanting to know. They want to know what we need the staff, you know? But the younger generation, that's why they're the way they are. Everything's available to them. It's on the shelf, in the stores, and everything. It's like, come on, you know, you guys that are running for council, you're supposed to be our leadership. You know what leadership means? We have to make sure that we don't get, you know, wiped out, you know? All they do is sit with business people and make another negotiation all the time. But we don't truly know even how much right we truly have left up here of the kind of people. You know, the IRA Act, and they talk about the BIA and all that. Some elders say to get rid of it. Once you get rid of that, and then what you're talking about will happen. But people are afraid if you do that, then the government won't give you no more funds. Well, I thought there was treaty. They can't do that, huh? But, yeah, we're kind of talking about those. With the children and stuff, they don't understand any of these things. They don't understand what treaties are. They don't understand what the Native American groups are, which I had to use in the public office over in Oregon, Salem, Oregon, against them. They were trying to control when I can go home, travel to participate or to help my own family get ready for the sundown. And they wanted to cut my services off with my medical and my food benefits. They wanted to cut that off from me because I didn't fill out a piece of paper that came in the mail, but how the heck did that happen? And I questioned that, but I'm 2-3 states away. We don't have no right to cut my benefits because of that, you know? So then they made another, you know, lie. Said, oh, we thought you they thought that I moved to Montana because I used my benefit, my card, my food card in Washington, Idaho, and in Montana, you know. And I said, excuse me, you know, why does it say nothing in the application saying I couldn't feed myself and my children on my travels to go home to participate at a fun dance, where am I going to support my brother? You guys don't have that right. It's not even in your application that I cannot then use my card in those states that I travel in. Because if it was, they would have not accepted it. So then I had to do a discrimination form, which was in my favor. And now they changed their application because that lady from the state capital over there, because I got a hold of a Native American advocate, but my complaint point. So these things right here are really like, come on, you know. these are what we have to go through just to still be us at times. And they want to control our movement all the time. Trying to say we can't feed ourselves at times with these cards, you know. So I want to give it in my favor. A lady wanted to know if I could help them to make a policy so that don't happen again. I said, you can't make a policy. You want to know why? You can't make a policy over my spirit. You can't. But you guys figure it out. So they changed the whole questioning if you're going to be traveling during this time to your cultural events or, you know, whatever, what time of the year you'll be traveling. So, you know, a letter won't be sent. So that's how they changed it. Me, it blew my mind thinking, well, that worked, you know. We have their rights. So they're always trying to take our rights too. How whatever you want to feed ourselves, you can't send that card in this state or that state. Or, what put me out in, you know, in the cold and everything, you know. It's something that, you know, I try to look at and say, well, how are these kids, the younger generation, how are they going to stand up for themselves too like this? How are they going to know what to do when something like that happens to them? So they don't know nothing about anything that we paperwork we're talking about. Even I don't understand all of it. My mistake when I asked a 91-year-old grandmother that lives out in Heartbeat, Montana, where she lived, but she's gone now, and she spoke our language fluent, and I asked her if she knows what treaties are, and she said no, and that kind of surprised me. I'm like, what? Because she's that old and she speaks our language, and I thought, you know, that she would understand these things, and she said no. And she explained that they were in the missionary schools and when all of that was being done, but she never understood it, really. Mm-hmm. So that surprised me, thinking, well, here I thought all of our elders, the older ones like that, understood these things, you know, and that didn't really seem right for me, you know, and I realized, yeah, that's true, you know, because a lot of elders would tell me, old elderly women would tell us stories about what they went through at the missionary schools and stuff, and they were afraid that, you know, that for these kids, the younger generation, they were always talking about the younger generation to protect them, you know, and guide them in the right way, because if you don't, then they're going to get lost. They'll become your own enemy. Your own child will become your enemy. And that's what really happens today. I kind of question my elders up here. Well, what were we supposed to be teaching them? Because all you see around here is alcohol. And the drugs are killing the younger generation. The adults are selling. Recently, our prior chairman that, you know, that had to be taken out of that seat because his boys got busted for selling fentanyl, meth, and some other things they got caught with. Well, the chairman was up in Canada at the Blackfoot Confederacy gathering. All this took place. Now that he's no longer in the seat, which they made the choice themselves, when our people wanted him out. We don't want, but they made him a councilman, but he's not in the seat so much. And then now that his everybody that followed Earl, old person, that was supposed to have been the chief of the Blackfeet in modern days, he passed on last year. And after he passed away, the chief of police that did the bus while the chairman was gone, now they got rid of him after the chief was his grandfather. So as soon as Earl, you know, left this world and then he got rid of that, his grandson that was the chief of police that did that bus, he kind of figured on the only way it's going to happen with the chairman gone, and those are his boys doing that at the trailer, his the chairman's trailer. So that's how corrupt they are. It's like that recent chairman he didn't want the drug force on the reservation, in which everybody said, well, yeah, we know why, because his boys are selling drugs, and he tried to defend himself like he didn't know what they were doing. So a lot of current stuff. That's why, you know, we're talking about, well, how are these children, how are we going to protect them from all of this? Plus the government system, you know, you're still trying to do their crookedness all the time. Then they're coming off after whatever's left of us, which is our territory. We don't have real leadership to basically tell them no more. Or real leadership with the honorary council, the traditional council, which was all men, high keepers. They were all just in a ceremony. And then their wives, which one of them was my grandma and grandpa that sat in that council, they never let the government, the officials, come in and get what they wanted. They were talking about these water resources way back then, and my grandfather said they told him no 3 times. Told him, you have your own water. You have your own water, he said. These land and this water and everything here belongs to the Kani people, the Blackfeet people. So as soon as all that traditional council, you know, eventually they start getting sick and leaving, and as soon as they weren't strong anymore, then they took that voice from them, and now they want to play the traditional part, everything for us. And the ones that are sitting in council, still they're a bunch of converted people that speak against our ways, and they just sit there. They don't even say nothing for us, and nothing. I went in one meeting, and I told them what I have to say. You know, they can't be playing black for all of us. They're not a treaty council. You're just a business ship. And they tried to shut me down. But, you know, I had to tell them what they were doing. They're lying. Quit lying to the people. You guys know they're coming after this reservation. Why are you all sitting there acting like we don't know? Yeah. So when we did that three-watch camp, making her stand against that illegal water compact, they call in the army on us. Declared our three-lodge camp a state of war camp, which I laughed at them. One council man told them that, you know, they didn't have the right to do that. You know, that's a cultural camp. She comes from a traditional family. Because I told him, if you shut that camp down, you're going to violate my cultural rights. And I named every family that I know that does lodge on our reservation, you're going to violate their rights to them. And I'll make sure. So he went back and, you know, told the council they had no rights. And then one of the councilmen gets mad, walks out of the meeting. So that's how corrupt they are. I told them they're, you know, chicken shit, you know, to do that. Huh? But it was the white chairman that was in that year. Chinupa knows what I'm talking about with that water compact. Cause he came up to try to help. But then everything turned a whole different way because, you know, they had some half-breed guys kind of do an investigation or background checks on him and what. And so, you know, it's a bad situation that our people are still in. They went ahead and did the illegal water compact. They put our water in the reserve, which one guy told me that it's already sinking through, you know, that water. We're never going to get that level. These are things that, you know, are really happening up in our area. It's, I don't know. It's kind of like, what do you do? You know, what's real and what's not real with it, huh?
So that's what brings this understanding up to speed, what my sister Vina was asking, what was all the whole thing, because on today's show, I told everybody to tune back in, and we're 5 minutes past the hour of 6, heading for 7. And I wanted to get into this topic, and I don't know if any of the other listeners that were on last night are tuned in today, whether it's Earl, Margaret, whether it's Jabril, whether it's anybody. You see, we wanted to talk about this evil woman that's here. And this is what I wanted to get into, because this topic that we were facing with when Auntie brought that subject up last night, it turned to a different thing. So here's what I'm going to do, okay? I'm going to give it to you guys, this show tonight. So Jenny, Vina, Auntie, you all carry on because I'm going to listen in. We'll bring that subject about this evil woman another time. Because my sister Vina wanted you guys to bring her to up speed what you guys were talking about. So that's what was going on. That's an everyday situation happening on every res, even today. I don't care what reservation you're from, it's all going on the same thing. And why is it? That's the question that people don't want to, you know, address. They don't want to talk. We want to be wa'unshila, wa'honkongkia, hena eshkins. We want to do it that way. But we're going to turn this show over to what you guys are doing and talking about. Vina, if
yeah.
you want to start somewhere, go right ahead.
Okay. What they thought about earlier was that Indian Child Welfare Act, I guess that's coming on probably all over the country, but all the tribes, they're going to talk about that, of losing our protecting our own children within our own families. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of good fight with that for the women. There's a lot of women that can fight for that, and that sometimes it's among each other's tribes. See, I have a cousin that lost her grandchildren with the other tribe. The Oglala Sioux tribe wanted to get the kids, but that tribe, the Sac and Fox, they didn't want to let her go with the children. But so she lost the children with another tribe. So in the same way with here and to the Northern Arapaho tribe, we lost some children from this tribe to their children. So it's among each other's tribes too, fighting over the children, but it usually wins with the tribal tribes. I think those usually win among their own enrolled children. The one that's not enrolled within that tribe goes to the next tribe. So that's kind of hard with that too. But sometime that child is going to grow up. You know, you can't keep them over past 12 years old. So sometime in the near future, they'll return home to their families. And how long ever long they were gone, those are things that were lost. It's not the mother's or the grandmother's fault. It's with the laws, I guess, tribal laws or state laws or federal laws. It's them. The child still gonna return to the child, to the mother, the grandmother, the sister, the relatives, anything. It always returns home. Everybody returns home all the time. So the tribals, the bad things with the tribe, we had a lot of trouble back in the 70s with the tribal council, the president. We had a lot of trouble with that, and then we finally had to call in the American Indian Movement, and that caused the takeover of Wounded Knee. You know, sometimes some things get so bad, then, you know, you have to ask for help. And that there's people out there that are, you know, standing by to help. A lot of times we had some close calls recently. So when a lot of elder women are really strong and vocal, and they're really, you know, they're fearless. So when there's something's going around, the women speak up. They say their mind, and, you know, they know what the truth is, and they say the truth.
to the people that are, you know, doing bad things. They usually end up in court, and sometimes there's even fights, and some went to jail. But still, you need to speak up for yourselves. That's what we're going to have to do. That's what we'll probably have to do. I think I'll let do you want to say anything about that?
No.
About the bad tribal councils that are bad. One thing we had to take over Wounded Knee because of the tribe was really bad, the tribal council president.
Ah, Kiitos Herra, mitä on seurakasien kanssa. Mitä on seurakasien kanssa. Pernis, vaksa sinun puolella. Hilman ei ole elämpi eässä. Onhan hänestä vajonka. Ei ole vaikeakin. Ei ole kahden. Vähän on heistä. Hilman ei ole kautta. Tämä on saavut kasvata lasilla aivan. Ei se ennaksa sitä kokoista.
What happened? Did he lose signal or what happened? Hello?
Are they still there?
I don't know. He must have lost signal or something. But yeah, I don't know if Tyreek is he even there too. Tarek?
Are we the only ones on?
Hello, hello, anybody home?
Yeah, we're home.
Tokyo,
are you home? Hello? Hello, are you home?
There's six callers, actually. 415-1585, welcome to the show.
Welcome to
Hello.
The show.
Thank you. How's it going?
It's going.
Is Chinupa there?
He was on the line, but he must have lost signal, so we're waiting for him to come back on.
It's probably a media blackout.
There.
They call it ghosting or something.
Yeah.
Ghosting a page or media or something where the group that's listening is okay. They hear it and everything, but everyone else in the worldwide world is blocked out. It's something called a ghosting feature. That's a tactic that they usually do.
Well, everybody's muted, so go ahead.
Yeah, they've been doing that. That's why I said they control our voices, everything, our movement, our everyday life, mind. Okay. They don't want to hear the truth about things. They'll block it out. That's why our people.
I've seen an article on Twitter.
Many times.
I've seen an article on Twitter where the FBIs are focusing on certain websites and stuff, or certain posts. So that might be one of them too.
FBI need to concentrate on white nationalists in this country. But they kiss their ass. Pardon the language.
Hey.
They let those people speak and have their free speech, but when other people do it, they want to shut them down.
They still think they could hide all the lies that they did. And whether it's heard on the radio, Facebook, YouTube, in reality, we know what's happening. We know because we're here on the ground. But how people don't get too into what's happening on the social media stuff. So that controls your mind after a while.
I'm glad I'm not on any of that no more. And I'm kind of glad they kicked me off Facebook because it was getting bad on there. They took that over too, all them Nazis and all them white nationalists and white sympathizers and all them people out there together on that social media.
Well, a lot of it, too, so they can monitor your thoughts and what you're saying and what you're doing and what you're going to do and where you're at. Or old ones, they didn't hear any of that.
Well, only paranoid, scared people do that. And then, like I said, the biggest ones out here are these white people because they're the ones that are so afraid of losing all their greed and their privilege. And all the amenities that come with being white. They're afraid of losing that. So I say,
yeah.
Let them be scared. You know, they're gonna blow their own brains out. And I don't mean with a gun. They're going to blow their own brains out because of their own thoughts. It's going to run so far away with them. Your mind's going to just, poof, and it's already doing it. You see signs of that out here. People, they're losing. They're losing their minds. As I said, Beck, let them lose their minds.
Well, you even look at Trump. He claims that we're, what did he say? Where he went to Mount Rushmore. We were a threat to their culture, their way of life. Like, what the hell kind of way of life culture that they have, huh? All they care about is freaking draining and knocking down stuff and building and you know, that's what they like. That's their culture, they death and destruction.
Yeah, that white man's he's on the verge of a sinkhole, and hopefully we can get far enough from that fucking sinkhole that when they start trying to, anybody that's onto them is going to go down with them. This mindset and this white man's physicality of everything is getting ready to go down a sinkhole, and hopefully a lot of people can get far enough away that they don't go down with them.
Yeah. Well, all of this was happening. Our old ones spoke about this. That was coming. And not necessarily they want us to get too involved with. But no, some did and some didn't.
Well, I get tired of trying to make everybody else paranoid out here. I mean myself. I don't care if they are listening. I don't care if they watch me scratch my behind. I don't care. You're a paranoid person. If you've got to watch somebody, you've got to listen. You've got some problems. You need to go to your doctors and get a feel for that crap. Really.
Well,
China makes a lot of those pills for that stuff. I'm just thinking of all these
people. But all the stuff that happens today on the reservations, and we have some of our people continue to carry our ceremonies and all stuff, and it's like, well, how many more, you know? Because we're still in that 13-year of spiritual awakening, and we have less than two, I think, about 3 years. 3 years of it.
Well, and I could head for the hills. Get away from a lot of this stuff. Let those go down the sinkhole with that white man that want to go. Get as far away from all of this as you can.
Actually, you quoted about 20 years ago. It's called, what is it called? Minority Report by Tom Cruise. It was talking about.
Is there any other callers that are calling in?
Stop, police.
Tyreek, is there any other callers?
No. Yeah, they're on the speaking.
Hello? Anyone hear me?
Yeah. Chanupa's phone always drops off. I know it might be his
other callers?
Phone.
Is there any other callers on the show?
Well, there's the same callers that...
Come on now. Is there any... Introduce yourselves, callers, please.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hello.
Introduce yourself. Okay, Frank.
Tribal Council is a much comes to Sulam, Sulam to Kash. The closer near Uncle Pedro and Peach, that's strong, got ill. The Uncle Kapu got ill. When the new occupation will open. When you're talking, said, Umani, you are no good. That's the more cause of the colors. Atema traga moka ke taku toka. Mutraga ke Frank kills enemy from North Kyle Dutty and Matthew kills enemy. 8 miles north, 10 miles north to Kyle Tipi. That's a Han Echa Ashna. Atema traga Kyle so tra. Ashna, takuku, kuku, kapsla, honey. So now we can say, Kazu, chikalabon. So now check, chalk, see you, twerkash. Now wagon, come to her. Oik, pee. Tahan, chanum, chan. Wogula, come to Yomuk, pee. So, you said, Chomps, what you talk about, chin, we are there.
You see, Mitaki epi, let's just say, Chichak octave. Lila ota lakhota on kit hoppy, na on kitu epicle, na hachi waslo ekilena kusha on kius papi. Tokata kyotoha, taku shicha he, is taku waste he, wanki poki lena let's just if tala kinajim na wogla. Cha misunka la Frank taku iwogla ke ki wichake. E honey hechus e יש כך לנת חיון קוקום נהנחתי לוואנה תו אופן חנו פעקנו פהו הנה זיפקי הנה אישה תחיון קוקום נהנחתי נהה לצ'וס איוק שפו תק איוואג לקוקי הם מישה תוהה פוצק תחוי וואק איצו נהה מתחסס לוויינה נה ג'ני נה תויקאס רצ'ל נה פרנק תויקאס תימהיו בטה Kawachi mit Haki Lila Omos. Hatta Hesis Blim, Chasna. No. Wolak Hotaki Lexus, if Tala on Q Spock Tekile, He on Kitue, Honey Hesus, Eochlat on Kitchakam, Kakog, Ne Hesus, and Kachnikap. He on Chana Huxi, we choke on Q Spocky. So Wopilat Hanka, Tona Hux Isha, we choke on the Han, we choke in it hop in Nupiki, Wopilat Hanka, Akeha, and Chichapi, Oaste, Chupta Ake. Next callers, come on in. Come on in. Introduce yourself. Come on in.
Hello, Chanupa, this is Lewis.
Come on in, Lewis. Come on in.
I want to say, nice to hear your voice, Cousin Frank. I heard you was in the hospital, and we prayed for you. And I'm glad that you're out. And you're right about Uncle Pedro. When we was kids, you know, we witnessed Pedro. He never was one to step down for BIA police or anybody. We seen him, you know, have police around the collar and other policemen having guns pointed at him and everything. Yet he was never scared. He was like Tariq was expressing. Not afraid to die for the people. That's who Uncle Pedro was. Now, I'm very thankful for Frank bringing that up. That on Wahanchankayapi Shield side, that's our relative. And you know, it's hard for you know for me growing up without my mom and dad or my dad because. You know, it's way later that we find out, you know, like Frank and Charlie and, you know, Pedro Busnet, and that are all our relatives. I never knew stuff like that until I got older. Like I was telling my brother, Chanupa, you know, from fifth grade to eighth grade, my grandfather taught us the Lord's Prayer every night. I don't know, then he even put me through that, the ceremony of obtaining a silver cross called confirmation, and then a white bishop coming down from East South Dakota or East United States to put oil on my forehead and say, hey, you read the Bible or something, you know. You know, I've been to Israel. I went to the top of this mountain. There's a hole in a mountain. And this is where they hung a man on a wood. And you know, his birthday is coming up, and then to celebrate his birthday we give out presents in the name of a silent Saint Nicholas. It's all confusing to me as indigenous. Those days, you know, it marks the winter time of, you know, we had a hard year. Or we survived a year and we're going into the next year. Like I said, and we pray for the next year. And we're very grateful we still have our elders and Bernice here. And we have our own indigenous people that live in the sacred Black Hills. And yet, you know, a lot of our indigenous people still drink and do drugs. It's nothing sacred about that. Every time I go up there, I remember my mother. I remember my ancestors there. When I drink the water, I remember them, and they give me strength. When I come home, I go to Inikaka. That transpiration that comes out of my body, it came from the Black Hills. You know, those are things that are things that we've lost as indigenous people. We need to continue to do that. I keep reminding the little ones of the power they can achieve by not even touching a drop of alcohol, by not even taking drugs, just because everyone else is. I tell them of the Tokala Kolekichie, of the power he had to go into other worlds, that they can attain that same power. All you have to do is believe and follow that red road, that Tachankuluta. We kohankaka he Tachankukakapi, below. And so, you know, I'm very thankful for Frank. You know, one of Pedro's grandsons living in Rapid City, suffering homelessness. They have to live motel to motel because they're always racially separated. They don't want you, and we don't want you in this motel, and they tell them. And so they have to go look for another motel. Where's our treaty homes? Oglala Lakota Housing Authority. What's Lakota Housing doing determining our treaty homes? Throwing us out on the streets. And when you ask for help from the president or vice president or even council people, we don't get nothing from them. Oh, we gave that power to housing authority. They have the power to kill you off. That's what I see. And then there is no leadership in the districts. The leadership is the people. They're the ones that elected those council people. And why is, you know, just the issues of chartered and non-chartered organizations affect us as indigenous people? How they get monies from the Washichumila Haska. So I'm glad, you know, we're at the end of this year. And I look forward to a stronger year next year and pray. We talked about the Wakanshichawiya. There was dreams that came and told us to prepare. When I came home, I burned sage, wiped it out of here. Every one of us indigenous peoples need to do that. We need to let go of them selfish items that are materialistic. Materialistic, you know, that's another issue. I always look at, you know, my vehicles as coming from Mother Earth. They're all made from Mother Earth, and then it's alive, and it watches over your family. I've seen that experience of my vehicles. Even the homes we live in, they protect us from the cold. The teepees, the inikaka, They protect us from the cold. Otherwise, we would freeze out there. Monday is supposed to be 50 below zero in our area. That's North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, all the way down. There's a cold front coming down. I mean, 50 below zero. And if the electricity doesn't go off, you know, I'm kind of worried about that because my furnace has never worked in the past 8 years. It still doesn't work. What does housing do about it? They don't care. You talk about greed. It's there. Oh, that's all I want to say. Thank you.
Oh, that was my older brother, Louis, you know. Metakepe, let's all like I said, share wacky, wogalaki. Metaku nach unye kehe etcha. Kolak baku unki utkopi, na misunkala unki utkopi, Frank. Chante owaste, wa enike, lila. Letaku e honey, oyate ki opkop ki lila hunkena ekstunzapi. Ash. It was really a good reminder for Frank to mention, you know, the late Pedro Bisnet. Charles, we continue on. Is there any other callers? And thank you for that understanding, my brother Louis. Thank you. Is there any other callers on? Come on here. Come on in. Come on, callers. Come on in. Sister Vina, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Does Auntie have any words she wants to say?
I think she already talked about when the hardships that Jenny is going through, where she's at. You know, that same stuff she's going through. We went through that with it, and it ended up with 73 occupation.
Right.
So those are the things that Mom talked about, and then that's what we brought up, Pedro Bisnet's, you know, what happened to him, and remembering a lot of relatives during the past years that the things that we did and the things that we fought for, and, you know, a lot of them have passed away already. And the next thing we're remembering is our Wounded Knee 73 anniversary. It's gonna be 50 years, so that's what we're gonna think about that in the near future, and we're gonna have a good time again. So that's what we talked about just recently when we lost you. In the air.
Right on. That's beautiful. Do you have anything else?
No, that's all.
Okay. Mitaki Pilicious and Wana Mia Naphobwanks and Otkana Iblablik. You know, when I hear all of you relatives, Daku Owaske and Chanobiki, Wokila Tanka Akia and Chichapi, Jenny, Rachel, Louis, Frank, Vina, Aunt Bernice, and whoever else is tuned in. Now I'm going to turn this part up real heavy as we come up to the top of the hour. So I'm going to make it fast and short and quick, and then I want some last-minute comments for you guys. You know, every time we're in a dilemma, people, Wakanki Lenana, ah, the Hitchens, Wogalakab Ash. Oh, Takwe Lewa Keti Le Echa, Lila Ota, Mila Huska Kam Wolf Heki Kuta Etuamna Ihakab Kwa Iapi. Now wana ois Babha Wana Kawachinkile Kuliapi Natak Sitahena Yuhaps Niki He Mila Huska Echetka Iapi. And that's what I'm gonna say tonight for a lot of you people that you think you get into the fights of what we stand for to help our people get out of dormancy, whether it's because of drugs and alcohol, sociological deformity, all of this shit that the tribal governments and the federal governments are imposing on you. You people are getting jobs on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation when the real traditional people deserve them jobs. This is why we're in a dilemma every damn time. It's not our fault. It's because of our blood and our identity, our enrollment number that makes you pleasant enough to sit in those positions and try to do what's best to help your people. But instead, you work for the goddamn white man. Because when a majority of this, you know, this whole, you know, this Semitic bullshit, okay, and I don't give a shit if you guys feel offended for your white people. I have a right to say this because of the abuse by white people and half-breeds that was inflicted upon me, where I had to take a life of a fucking police officer and blow another one's fucking ear off and end up in prison. Okay? But here's the inexperienced man that never had the type of education that all of you picked up from the white man. I learned all my shit in prison and came outside to become a remarkable individual to stand up and fight continuously to protect my people, whether they were my children, my elders, and the people in general. This is what you all don't really, really want to talk about because you're all full of shit. You're fucking liars. And if you don't like that, call my number, 605-517-2621, and I'll debate that challenge with you. When I debate that challenge with you, it's to hold you accountable because white America has always practiced and perfected colonial policies. When they enforce it on you, you get weak. You don't get loud, and you don't put the blame on the white man. That's where it comes from. I get sick and tired of this stuff because I'm living in dormancy. Today, my men got together to get wood distributed to people that are in need. And for some of you that are lying and using your own position to gain stuff, enough of it. You all know who your name is, man. You guys need to quit lying and quit trying to solicit stuff like a tribal government. And if these people don't like that, I'm coming at you guys. Because Lila Ota Oyate Mitchoki Ushikona Wableni Chono Wakpani Chokile Lena Akyuha Iotiekiaki. You see, because being this person that can speak both Lakota and English together and wrap it back around, my trouble is with you that support that American flag, regardless if you were in the military. My grandpa was in the military, but he told us to never do that. You know, I miss my grandpa Roy. Roy Martin. Roy Stanislaus Martin. Hey, honey. He had his name. He made sacred pipes to help people. Hena wana waniche. Natuwe kash wakhanglab hanta. Wichashu wakhanglaki le. Wichokha mitkhaki luhaya shkata na ipachi lala na hat khokshag lena uspeh chak. Yabeyoncha wiyakaki lena wichak hupi. That's not the way. See? I say that because I know what I'm saying. I live in this stuff. He un taku lena walak okteki le. Hena was testing me that if you ask Indians in the legends there, that simply he won't tell. Take your own call if you was teaching the council skill there. Take your own call. As to any hitchens there. Tackle, then you hawk, take your miller husk and the council skill there. Join it, Hena, I yap, I pass me. In the lay your own people. Wah, yeah, me, huh? Yeah, Tony Hedges is Chamus. As Machanze Kikile Lila Ota Wine Chamblake. No one now Shakon Yogana Shkonstanki Le Onina Lipe. We want you guys to always come back to our show, and I take full responsibility of my words and actions. It's not to offend you, but to wake you up and see the big picture. Teo apikile, you taka eagana ke hanta taku cash lena walakokse. E honey hetus e unchimit hoki, ispe maya ke hetus e woglage. My grandma Cecilia, oyate wayanka bu hetus e iwoglake. She used to say that all the time. Hakoza, ampeto wanji iteo ape, le, you tanka. Hetsano ki taku kash lena walako. Na lena techion koku aki he isha hinap kinse. She was right. That was my grandma Cecilia. My grandma Cecilia Martin. Hena hetsus eo chichaka because I was raised that way. I was raised by my grandma Cecilia, my grandpa Roy, and my mom. The white man killed my dad. They ran him over and killed him, made me a bastard. Well, like I said again, America's a bastard too. It's a fatherless country. There's no parents for America. If they did, they wouldn't be so damn dirty. Why? You hopsne. As they put that on our sacred four-legged brother. Kea oyate glena makhoche kile khopi, man. Turtle Island. This is the way we say it all the time. But we don't want to talk that way. I know what all the reservations are going through because it's these damn tribal governments. And every time we elect somebody, we put somebody in there that can't speak Lakota. But I don't want to vote in that stuff. I don't want to do that. But I thank every one of you for coming on tonight's show. And because of this, we share all these understandings because we see that le mina huska tak shicha umpach baki le heno kit hofni. Hena wastela kapi. Dua wachteni lashni hata washitu ki hena epi. Wanko. We chokna tropi ke he wana wankata ichachye. Wankata, ichachye. Wachteun lafsni ki he yanke. Naha we choite lena toni hechus on ki kwakapsni metaki epi. Heoncha lila iosi yonki api. Nahu hena inshian kashka yanka api. Hena u etchin se eitu wan po lila techia u chaku apti ma wian na u chasha. Na o kuje tipi, lila ota u chakse apti ma. O kuje tipi ke hena etchia api u chakse as etchumfni. Na wan ko ake wak hanzo tik tik ala le chala trump etu ki le you have na u chakya. Hena, wian ki le pejuta shita wat kona tak shita hena. Ois pabna itchupi heuncha. Wana wa shichu ki lena tima hiupi na wa kenza ki lena ake oispab na unshia tukse e chaga na ka. He na hechus e tueni hechus e e tuans ni. Na councils ki lena toni e chukses ni. Mila hanska tka waap khe ki lena u kitkhof ni. He un mi e tagine hechus e nazi na oaki ki oaki ni. Wa e malak khote wu chokha ki le na hanksi o plus pe ki he o chela un kiutkhapi. Waakhan ki he e. For some of you that don't understand our language, I thought I'd share that with you real heavy because I'm sick and tired of all this stuff that goes on in Indian country, but we're never, ever wanting to really ask that white man, what the hell is wrong with you? Why are you doing this to us, man? We want to live. We have a right to be free. We have a right to be independent. You took our land from us. You took our homes from us. You took our food from us, man. And you're taking our children and our elders away from us. My God, white man, what the hell is it that you want from us? Enough already, white man. God damn, take a look at yourself sometime. Go see where we invaded your white country and made a bomb and dropped it on it. Go see where it says recorded. Show me where there's millions of canoes that invaded your country and forced our Lakota way upon your land. Show us, white man. God damn, I'm sick and tired of you guys always trying to be white. Haki unki tapi le Shiloh. Haki le Shiloh. Na ke. Haki unki tapi Shiloh. God damn. Sick and tired of this because when I want to get heavy with this, we get scared. Na lila ota lexa tu na ha happy kile. Ta timo ya hium na oaste iwagla. Wopi la tanke e chi chapi. Na ha wana. Blanky, let all hinks it. And I want you all to come back in. Next Friday and Saturday and Sunday on the Indigenous Voices of People radio show from 5 o'clock to 7. This is your show to address issues like this and talk about it and get mad about why this white man still do it. So in honor of Pedro Bushnack, in honor of everybody, this is our song, and I say goodnight to all of you. And listen to the song real clear. Listen to the song. It's our people's song. It's called The Song of Freedom.
Saturday and Sunday. Remember, people, we talk until they need copy. Good night and have a great rest of the week. Take care. Ha ho!